The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Oh, happy Friday, everyone. Hey, Jared, you there?
Hello, happy Friday. Feel good Friday.
Indeed. You need to turn down your news theme.
Oh.
You got this. Come on.
Let me do that.
All right, here we
there
go.
There we go.
Much, much better. Hey, it's great to have you with me.
Yes.
Long weekend ahead.
Yes.
What do you have planned?
Well, I don't have the long weekend. I am working the Monday.
Ah, regular weekend ahead.
It's a regular weekend ahead, which is still nice.
And you get that sweet, sweet, like, holiday pay, like, loading.
Yeah.
Extra money on a Monday.
Yeah, makes it worth it.
Yeah. So what are you doing for your regular weekend?
I've got my best friend's engagement party on Saturday night.
That's exciting.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm actually going to go... What have I got? Oh, I'm working the shop, which is good.
Because
I think a lot of people will be, you know, out and about in Newcastle, which is exciting. And I just wanted to also mention, while it comes to mind, you did that story there about the trains doing the shutdown, right?
Yes.
Now, I don't know about you, but I've been seeing in my Facebook feed again and again, like, these ads for go and travel around New South Wales using the trains. But then on the long weekend, which is the time you'd expect people might go and do that, suddenly everything's on shutdown.
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem ridiculous?
Yeah, it does seem ridiculous, but it seems they always do track works over the long weekend. I don't know what it is. There must be something there in the data that people just aren't travelling as much as they would throughout the week, obviously, because you've got working commuters.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But it just, I don't know, it just seems contradictory because they're like, oh, you know, go, I don't know, they pick some random small town, like go to Tamworth or something for your holiday by train. You're like, oh, that sounds like an okay idea.
Yeah, I get the one for the Dungog picnic train, which has shown up on my feed.
There you go. So you must think you love picnics in Dungog. But don't do it this weekend because there's going to be so much track work, you'll never be able to get anywhere. Anyway, that's just my message. And of course, stay safe this long weekend.
Absolutely.
That is it. You know, we want everyone to stay safe, and the double demerits are everywhere. Cops will be everywhere. So be careful out there. We will be catching up, Jared, just up next for a bit of a local news chat as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Creever here on UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at Five.
All right, now, Jared, the cops out and about with double demerits this weekend, yeah?
They are. People can't get the trains, so they're only going to go on the roads.
Driving only, yeah.
And the police will be out there catching anyone doing the wrong thing with increased penalties over the next few days. So they're covering today, tomorrow, Sunday and Monday with double demerits in force until 11:59pm on Monday.
Absolutely stung if you get done at like 11:58 or something, isn't it? Fuming. Oh, what? You can't just wait a minute? Or, you know, like, oh, something wrong with my window, officer. It won't go down.
My clock says 12 o'clock. I don't know what yours says.
Yeah, exactly. No, you've got to be extra careful at that because the goal, of course, is to keep everyone in Newcastle safe over the next couple of days. And then another big announcement around an air show, yeah?
Yeah, this is a big one. The Royal Australian Air Force will be hosting the Newcastle Williamtown Air Show later this year, which is expected to draw crowds in their tens of thousands across the two-day event. We don't have a date locked in just yet because we've got an official announcement taking place later this morning.
Ooh, okay.
But the last time the region held an air show at the RAF base, it was about 52,000 people that was drawn into it in 2010. So... air shows across the country,
popular.
The patronage has, you know, grown so massively since 2010. So this one could be big.
Will you be there?
I think I'll go and have a look. I'm not really into like planes or anything, but like an air show is a bit different, isn't it?
It's impressive.
Yeah,
you know? It's basically Top Gun, but out at Williamtown.
Yeah,
you know, without having to
bring Hollywood to Williamtown.
Exactly. You know, imagine they get Tom Cruise in there. Just as a do a couple of signatures and everything, talk about Scientology or whatever he's up to these days. Well, that's very exciting. Yeah. Good for the region as well, because any like big events like that out towards the bay brings in heaps of tourists and, you know.
Yeah, and people make a weekend of it.
That's right.
They stay a couple of extra days out in the valley. They go to Lake Macquarie, Newcastle.
Buying coffees and spending money in restaurants and stuff like that. Oh, that's brilliant. Mm. So thanks for that info.
No worries.
And, I'm sure you'll keep us up to date once we've got the date.
Sure, the
announcement happens. When's that happening?
10 a.m. this morning. Oof.
Keep it on UFM. Don't go anywhere. All right, let's check your traffic now. On yesterday's show, this.
Now, Creva, I've got a simple question for you. Mm. Have you ever heard a more Australian title, I guess news title, than this?
I'm ready.
A Perth bloke's car caught on fire after it was struck by lightning in a Bunnings car park.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't get much more Australian than that, is it?
The only thing that could have made it more Australian is if he beat out the fire with his own thongs.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, put your thongs out for this poor bloke this morning, you know. Yeah. Lay them out on the front veranda. Maybe enjoy yourself a sausage chisel.
Oh, yeah.
In memory of this man's car, because apparently over west have been having some pretty rough weather over the last couple of days.
Big storms. Yeah, big storm.
So apparently on Monday they had like 70 mils of rain and lightning all through the city. So obviously that's caused a bit of drama, but no more drama than for Paul Williams.
Oh, Paul. He's had a tough day.
He's had a rough one. So he's decided he's going to go to Bunnings. He's driving out to run his errands. Mm-hmm. And while driving the car in the Bunnings car park, he's been struck by lightning. So he's in the car at this point.
That is extremely unlucky.
And how loud would that be?
Oh, incredibly loud. Because when you hear thunder, that's actually just lightning strikes in the distance.
I don't think I've ever been even close to being struck by lightning. Like, I can't even remember, like, the closest lightning's been to me, you know?
Yep.
So you'd have to be super unlucky.
Oh, definitely. My friend, there was a lightning strike 50 metres away from him.
That's so close.
Which is very close. Even at 50 metres, it knocked him over.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you can only imagine.
If it hits your car, foof.
Well, they've got kind of, like, pictures here and a bit of video. Not great audio for the show, but you can see that the car instantly is just engulfed in flames. Well, the front part, his engine, pretty much just melts. The whole front of his car is like melted. Lucky to get out of this car safely, really.
Yeah. It's supposed to be, because of the rubber tires, it's supposed to be what's called a Faraday cage. So you shouldn't get electrocuted yourself, but you know, a fire is possible.
Well, so is that a car's built to be like to protect you if you get hit by lightning?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you can have a full lightning strike. You won't get electrocuted. Your car might, you know, melt down. All the electrics will go weird, that sort of thing. But you'll be safe from the actual strike.
Right. Oh, okay, there you go. So I didn't realise they had to implement that as part of
science.
Yeah, there you go. Science doing it again. But, yeah, this car obviously is just, engulfed in flames. The front of it's all pretty much melted away.
Wow.
So poor bloke, he's run to Bunnings for a few bits and bobs.
Ended up with a melted car.
Yeah, gone for a bit of a sausage sizzle. Come out with a
sizzled car
instead. Oh, yeah,
he's lucky to be alive. What a wild story. Hey, be careful out there. And yeah, if there's a big lightning strike, well, it could be safe in the car.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just while he's in the car as well, I can't believe this.
Very, very unlucky.
Yeah.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, yeah, and it is a feel-good Friday. Stephen joins us. Hello.
Good morning, Crevo. I was this morning expecting to have to do a bit of a Macca's run for some coffees.
Yeah.
For our Kiss the Ticks for Kiss contestants. Because
right?
It looked like they were at, you know, at one stage there, it looked like they were going to go right through to our show again this morning.
Wild. Of course, I went to bed well before they finished.
So did I.
Ridiculous.
Well, I was driving to and from footy training yesterday, obviously, up the mighty Cardiff Hawks.
Of course. How'd they go, by the way? Just in training, getting ready?
Yeah, we look good. We look sharp.
Looking good for the next game.
Well, we got a bye this weekend, but we're looking sharp.
That's good. Good to know.
But driving to training, there were still four of them going. I was like, this is ridiculous. This must be, you know, like 10 hours in or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was driving home from footy training then after 12 hours in. There were still four of them on the wall. I thought, this is unreal. I can't believe it.
You know what that shows? First of all, how tough people from Newcastle are.
Oh, yeah. And different breed, built different.
Built different, Steel City, all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
But also, how diehard, like, real Kiss fans are.
Oh, it's just, honestly, it was such a, it would have been as much a mental game as a physical game at that stage.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like Survivor. You know, the mental game is just such a big part of it.
And, of course, we'll try and get the winner on later on the show, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're having a bit of a kip, a bit of a sleep in, rewarding themselves.
So. Standing there for, what was it?
16 hours in the end.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, over 16 hours.
If you've ever done, like, 16-hour retail shift or something, you know that is tough going and just crazy. Anyway, we'll chat more about it throughout the show because that is huge in itself. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. And on yesterday's show, this. And we're talking trailer disasters.
Yeah, obviously this comes about after a story from your shop.
Yeah, right? That's right. So I saw these guys loading this enormous sideboard. Honestly, one of the longest pieces of furniture I've ever sold.
Yep.
Length matters. You know, that's what they always say.
They do.
It was over 3 metres long.
Wow, yeah.
And they were trying to put it on the tiniest trailer you've ever seen.
Which now, just has disaster written all over it, doesn't it?
It does. Luckily, they seemed to strap it down fine. It was all good when they left, but I was concerned.
Did you check live traffic? No,
yeah,
no
I was
crashes.
Looking at live traffic afterwards thinking, oh God, I hope they get home all right. But it did inspire our chat on trailer disasters, and we want to know Newcastle's trailer disasters. Bruce is first in Wall's End. How are you?
Hey guys, how you going?
Oh, very good.
Very well, thanks, mate. Yeah, tell us what your trailer or your load disaster was, I suppose, mate.
Well, to explain quickly the best way about it, I drove semi-trailers for 20 years.
Yeah. Right, yep, same experience.
All over Australia.
Yeah.
So you know the load weight.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of things.
What went wrong?
So I had a big trailer at home. One of my mates said, oh, we've got to get all this concrete and all these besser blocks out. We need to get them to the dump and everything. Oh, yeah, not a problem. So I had a big car, like, not a car trailer, but a big box trailer.
Yeah.
High size. So he takes it over there. We loads are up, not thinking how much weight to put in it. Loads are up. Gets going out towards the dump out near Merrylands.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the wheels fold out from underneath it in the middle lane.
No. Well, so you're stuck there. You can't move anywhere then, obviously.
Can't move anywhere. It bellied straight to the ground.
Oh, my God.
And God.
Did it cause any accident or anything?
Oh, nearly. So then we had to get there, and we had to get out, and we had to guide the traffic. I had to ring me, mate. Quick, bring your trailer around, will you? We're stuck in the middle of the road. There's traffic everywhere. Then we had to unload it all, some of it, into that trailer. Then I had to drag it with me four-wheel drive, what was left, over to the edge of the road to get that trailer out off the road.
What an absolute disaster.
Imagine as well the car would have, like, whiplashed a bit, you know? Like, because it just stopped suddenly, I guess, all that weight.
And when the wheels give out, that's terrible.
All right, well, now let's go to the Singleton. We've got Paul on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. First time listening. I'm Tom
Caller. Oh, appreciate it.
I love that, mate.
I love your work.
Now, tell us, mate, what was your load disaster you had?
Mine was a boat trailer. So I went and picked up a trailer on Marketplace. I went from Singleton to the Central Coast, so it's just a bit over an hour. So about halfway home, one of the wheels come off the trailer.
Oh, dear.
I started just scraping the ground. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And I couldn't. I was, like, in immediate danger because it was, like, in the middle of the road. So I had to get it off the road. So I was dragging it, and I left this big bloody mark on the road and everything. And all of a sudden, these guys pulled over and helped me. And, it was just disaster.
What a nightmare.
What's up with all these wheels falling off trailers?
I'm telling you, trailers, they're just made by blokes in sheds half the time.
Now, Crevo, long weekend coming up, obviously.
Oof, isn't it? What?
Very excited. I'm heading to Sydney tomorrow.
Nice one.
Part of my long weekend anyway.
Okay.
Bit nervous, though, because roads in Sydney are a bit confusing. A bit much for me, right? A little bit hectic.
You're from over west. I get it.
Yeah.
No, a lot of people in Newcastle feel the same.
Oh, it's just hustle and bustle and, I don't know, I've got to get across four lanes in 50 metres. It's scary, right? It is a scary prospect driving in Sydney. So
okay.
I've been relying heavily on the GPS, but
no doubt.
Even with the GPS, you can sometimes land yourself in a bit of hot water.
Oh, it takes you like, you go, is it this exit or the one right next to it?
Exactly. Sort of, and hot water is what this man in the US has certainly landed himself in using his GPS. He's tried to kind of navigate obviously to his destination and taken a wrong turn.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
And the GPS has taken him to the Canadian border, right?
Okay.
And he's rocked up to the Canadian border. He hasn't got a passport because obviously he wasn't planning on going to Canada.
Yeah.
So the officials there, border security, are a bit like, what's going on here? This is a bit suspicious. This bloke's rocked up, no passport, trying to get into Canada.
And when you go to cross that border, it's just a road. Like, there's just roads everywhere that cross the border.
Yeah, exactly.
They're
yeah.
nondescript. But once you get there, it's sort of like when you enter a freeway. You can't turn around easily. If you chuck a Yui,
yeah.
It looks very suspicious.
You can't just get back around. It's like almost trying to chuck a Yui, like an RBT coming up.
That's right.
You know, they'll be like, hold on, what's happening here?
Yeah.
So, yeah, this bloke's rocked up, and they've gone, well, this is a bit weird. They're going, we'll just check your car as a bit of a safety measure. And in there, they've found $600,000 worth of cannabis.
Oh.
181 kilograms. And they found it, right, inside, like, all these layers of security. Basically, it was, like, in a safe, within a suitcase, within another locked case.
Oh, and you know that when they see something like that, they're breaking it open.
Oh, obviously, yeah, they're going to go, what's in this here?
Yeah.
But how much would you be sweating? You've taken a wrong turn, you're like, I'm going to be late for this drug deal or whatever he's doing. I don't know what he's using. Like,
personal use.
You know, 181 kilograms, you wouldn't think so. But
busy weekend, weekend.
I imagine mob bosses and stuff like that would be scary, you know? Oh, you don't want to be late for this meeting.
No.
He's rocked up to the border and then, yeah, they've gone, mate, what's going on here?
Do I turn left? Do I turn right? I think it's right. Oh, that one split decision, that one moment has cost him so much, obviously.
Well, he'll do jail time, I imagine.
Exactly.
And how do you weasel yourself out of that one?
You cannot, because those mob bosses, like you said, will be all waiting, and they're waiting for you when you come out of jail as well.
Do you reckon he's going to do the old, I took a wrong turn, I was just trying to get to the police station. I was trying to get the I found this case, suspicious case, trying to hand it in.
You know what? That he probably didn't think of that, because that's actually genius.
Yeah, well, there you go. Tips or tricks. Or we don't condone any of this behaviour.
None of that. Be safe on the long weekend. New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Yeah, coming into a long weekend, Crevo.
Get geared up for prizes, right?
Let's make this Feel Good Friday that little bit sweeter. A cherry on top with, of course, our three of a kind.
Yeah. Now, this is where you've got to figure out what the theme is between three things. And the prize is so good this morning, right,
Stephen? What have we got coming into the long weekend?
Okay, first of all, you get yourself a double pass to Starstruck Ignite 2023. That's at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, June 16, 17. So that's a... If you win, you're guaranteed that.
Yep, lovely.
Plus, everyone that gets on the air in the draw for these $100 fuel cards we've got to give away.
That'd be good for a nice little getaway come the long weekend.
Oh,
maybe going camping or going for, like a little staycation or something like that.
Up or down the coast, you take your pick.
Absolutely. I think the weather's meant to be real nice this weekend.
It is, yeah.
We got rid of all the rain yesterday. It's all come and gone.
Yep.
We're heading into sunshine, into 3 days off.
Yeah. Perfect.
Absolutely beautiful. So let's get into three of a kind. Give us a call, 4967-4105. Of course, we need two contestants up against each other. And like you alluded to, you basically just got to pick the linking word between three items. So, Crevo, if I were to say to you, your three items are Hungry Jack's, McDonald's, Red Rooster.
I'd go Crevo.
Crevo.
Name's the buzzer. I'd go fast food restaurants.
Fast food restaurants is the correct answer. So if you can pick patterns like that, and you reckon you can do it quicker than your opponent, you're pretty good chance for the prizes today. 4967-4105.
If you want the free petrol, call up now. And, of course, the Starstruck tickets as well.
It's just so many prizes to mention, and we'll play on the air next.
New FM.
Now, up next, Crevo, we're playing three of a kind for your Feel Good Friday. And there's plenty of prizes up for grabs. So, of course, we got a double pass to Starstruck Ignite 2023 at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, which is all yours if you can outwit, outpace a fellow Nova Castrian, I suppose.
That's right. And we also have the $100 fuel cards up for grabs as well.
That's the real sweetener, bud, isn't it? Coming into a long weekend, $100 worth of free fuel. Like, I got to get to Sydney this long weekend.
Yes.
$100 will get me there and back, you know.
Easy, easy.
A bit of change as well, no dramas.
Well, and it's probably a fuel card. You can probably grab yourself like a... what do you call it? A couple of ice creams as well. Just
oh, yeah.
You know, because it'd be one of those Visa kind of cards or something. So you'd be good as gold.
Oh, mate. Snacks sorted for your road trip as well as your fuel. Of course, three of a kind up next. If you need a quick rundown, we gave an example just a couple of minutes ago, but an example would look like this, Crevo. You've got three items. You've got to pick the linking word.
All right, I'm ready.
Hungry Jack's, McDonald's, KFC.
Crevo.
Yep, go ahead.
It'd be fast food.
Fast food outlets. It's stuff super easy like that. Early bird gets the word.
That's right.
What we say. So get in early and get your long weekend off to a fly with three of a kind.
4967-4105. New FM. Time to give away some stuff.
1, 2, 3.
On New FM. This is the Novo's three of a kind.
Yeah, coming into a long weekend, let's launch ya. Into a 3-day break, I suppose, New FM's three of a kind. So prizes up for grabs this morning include double pass to see Starstruck Ignite 2023 at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, plus in the draw for $100 worth of free fuel.
Indeed, indeed. And it's so easy. Just figure out what the pattern is between the three things we give you. Your name is your buzzer. First to two, best of three.
I reckon that's a pretty good explanation. Let's get straight into this. Should we meet our two contestants this morning?
Let's do it.
All right. Up first, we've got Michael from Dunn's Creek. Good morning, Michael.
G'day. How are we going?
Mate, very well. How's yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Just waiting for the wife to give birth to the babies.
Oh, wow.
That's exciting,
that's
man.
That's very exciting. Yeah. Wow, congratulations, mate.
No worries. Thank you.
Are you in a hospital right now, then?
No, this is a home birth, this one.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Very good.
Yeah, we've got a big swimming pool set up in the kitchen.
Wow, it's all happening.
What a morning.
Wow, I wasn't expecting to hear that. Well, best of luck this morning. Let's meet your contestant. We'll get Stacey from Ellalong. Good morning, Stacey.
Morning.
How are you on this lovely Friday? You sound chipper.
Yeah, just got in the car on the way to work. It is freezing.
I know, it's a bit of a chilly one. Now, do you have a swimming pool set up in the kitchen?
Not in the kitchen, out the back.
Oh, okay, but, very good.
Yeah, no.
Also getting ready for a home birth. What a morning. all right, let's get into this.
All right, let's go. So let's first, of course, test you both your buzzers on this Friday morning. Of course, your name is your buzzer. Michael, you're up first.
Michael.
Lovely, good. Nice and strong. Stacey, you're next.
Stace.
All right, Stace, shortened it as well, cheeky.
Smart. All right.
Let's get into it then. Best of luck to both our contestants. Your first category is sourdough, multigrain, brioche.
Michael
was quickest.
I think we got bread, guys.
Yeah, we do,
mate. On the money. Congratulations, mate.
Well
so,
done.
First one going to Michael. There you go. All right, number two. So, Stacey, you need to get this one. Bit of scoreboard pressure.
Yep.
Here we go. Best of luck. Gala, Fuji, Granny Smith.
Michael
was quickest again.
And we got apple.
Yeah, we do have apple. Congratulations, mate.
It's come up apples for you this morning. You got yourself the Starstruck tickets in the draw for the fuel cards. And look, best of luck with what you got ahead.
Yeah, if the child comes today, is three of a kind still the highlight of the day?
Yeah, no, I'll have to FaceTime you.
That'd be amazing. Thanks, man. Go. Appreciate it.
All the best, and of course, we're not back till Tuesday because it's a long weekend, but Stacey, can we get you back on Tuesday?
Sure.
As our runner-up, easy as that. Everyone's a winner, back on Tuesday. If you're absolutely loving it, see you then.
How good for a feel-good Friday. I love that. Feel-good story.
Fantastic. New FM. For this next story, Stephen, we head over to Jesmond.
Oh, not far from here at all. Skipping a hop, I suppose, from Sandgate Bunker.
Yeah, that's right. And this has been, somebody's put this up on Reddit, right? Uh-huh. So it's probably reliable. And they've said, anyone heard anything about a big feral cat or panther in Jezo Bush?
Or panther?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a massive feral cat.
Well, panther.
There's a big distinction between a feral cat and a panther. It's not something you can get mixed up.
Well, that's the thing. So apparently, this person on Reddit who's put up this post in Newcastle said, I was just talking to my dad about the Blue Mountains panther, and he piped up and said his friend reckons he saw a large cat bound across the road in two leaps on McCaffrey Drive.
Right.
And then this, and apparently went straight into the Jezo Bush there, and it's just been hiding out. pussy in the bush, big panther in the bush just hiding out. And apparently other people have started, like, commenting on it, saying they've seen that, well, they reckon they've seen it in the area.
Well, I'm fairly new to Newcastle. Mm. But even I've heard rumours of a panther in Newey before.
Well, out at the bay especially, because there's so much bushland, you know. Out around that Tanilba Bay area, there's so much scrub and bushland, and it's so thick and dense that anything like that could live there, could hide there. But this is the first I'm hearing about one at Jezzo Bush.
What are your initial instincts?
Well, you never know till you know, do you? I mean, until you see it with your own eyes, though, I'm always a little bit sceptical. But if someone's saying they've seen it, they're saying they've seen it.
I'm a big believer.
Are you?
Yeah, I love this sort of stuff. Big believer in, like, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, this is different, though, because, like, those, like, panthers are proven to exist. And that's often...
Not in Newcastle, they're not, but...
No, but it's what the story is that they've, like, they get let out from the circus, right? Because in the past, there was, like, panthers are always in the circus. And then after a while, they're like, oh, these are too difficult to deal with, or they escape, right?
Yeah.
And then they, because there's so many, like, small mammals and stuff in Australia, they adapt, they overcome, they survive. And they just continue living.
Nature finds a way.
It certainly does. So if you've got any information around this one, especially the one in Jesmond, we want to hear about it. I mean, just give us a message on Instagram, @thenovos_. We'd love to know what's going on.
This is so dangerous. I'm about 30 seconds away from going into an absolute, like, YouTube rabbit hole on this. Like, just start Googling this. I'm so invested in this story now, hey.
So many people have got video cameras in their phones now, you know? So... who knows if the footage is out there, we want to see
it. I'm going to go on the hunt, I think. That's how I'm going to spend my long weekend. I'm going to go on the hunt for the Jezzo Panther.
Cancel the Sydney trip. You've got a new strategy. New FM. Damn.
Damn, it feels
good to be.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, yeah, and it is a feel-good Friday with $600 up. Of course, trivia check just after 7 o'clock. People are getting real pumped about this.
Don't mind if you do.
It's one question. If you answer one question correctly, you get $600.
Into the long weekend as well. It's bound to go off soon.
Tick, tick, tick. It's absolute yes from me. So, of course, make sure you're listening around then, because you could be $600 richer.
Like you said, all happening after 7. Up next, though... I went to Harry Snitchell earlier in the week. Treat myself to a little bit of a wrap, right?
Yeah, a tasty classic of Newcastle.
But they went to put something in my wrap, which I think is an absolute food crime.
All right.
Criminal.
All right.
I'm going to put them on smoke.
Okay. We'll do that up next as you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
Now, Crevo, I've alluded to it just before, but went to Harry Snitchell and got myself a classic, right? The classic nice Harry Snitchell, which is like just a wrap with a bit of salad and obviously their famous Snitchell in there.
Yeah,
I went to the one at the Junction.
Okay, so that's your local, yeah.
Yeah, so there's one in that little like complex there where there's a Coles in there as well and a bakery and stuff. Mm. So if I'm doing a little shop, I often go into that complex. It's a bit less hectic than going to Katara, which is probably my next closest.
I like a smaller, less hectic shopping experience. That's my personal preference as well.
For me, most of the time as well, I feel the same. If you can get in and get out and there's not so much hustle and bustle and you can kind of just almost like decompress and relax during your shop.
Park out the front.
Yeah,
yes,
well, that's
please.
It. Yes,
please.
So easy. So I went in there, did me shop, and as I was walking out, the temptation's always there for Harry Snitchell. Always.
And they're always yelling, one schnitzel please, Harry.
Yeah, and normally I'm pretty good. Normally I walk past, I go, I've got food at home.
Yeah.
But they got me in a particularly, weak moment. I thought, you know what, I'm going to treat myself.
Yeah.
So I went up and ordered the classic, which is, you know, like I said, it's a wrap with a chicken schnitzel in it and just salad and you pick sauces and all that good stuff. But included in the classic, which I think is an absolute food crime, is a disgrace, is beetroot. Beetroot in a sandwich, in a burger, in a wrap? Absolutely not.
I'm sorry, but you are 100% incorrect.
Really?
Beetroot is one of the supreme topping things. In fact, this morning hearing this from you, a bit disappointed.
Do you actually like beetroot, though? Are you saying this just to wind me up?
No, no, no. The sourness, the texture, the acidity cuts through. On a schnitzel wrap like that, you know there's always going to be some mayonnaise-y sauce. You need something to cut through it. So it creates that different, like, balance. It's like having, you know, as you say, as you absolutely love, mustard on corned beef. It's the sourness that cuts through. And that the beetroot plays the same role.
The beetroot doesn't play the same role, though. It's like its own player. It's in its own league. I can't describe anything that's similar to beetroot.
It's any kind of pickle?
No, but yeah. It doesn't taste the same, though. It doesn't taste the same as a pickle.
Why are you so against beetroot? What has it ever done to you?
Look, maybe it is an unprovoked attack, but it just doesn't taste good. Like, I just honestly don't enjoy beetroot. I just, even like roast beetroot, I don't really like.
You're out of control.
But particularly, my beef is particularly with like the canned slices of beetroot.
They're just as delicious. They're so good. Why are you so against it?
I just don't like it. I just think it's disgusting. And I don't think I'm alone. I think I'm probably in the majority here.
Not in the majority. I'm sorry. Not in Australia. You're out of control.
I think I am. I think I'm in the majority. And look, I'm happy to open it up to the phone lines to prove that I think most of Newcastle would be like me, not fans of beetroot.
Oof, that's a big call. All right, let's do this. 4967-4105. Beetroot on a burger or sandwich, right or wrong? Are you Team Steven, you hate this stuff, you're against it, or are you Team Crevo? It's the Aussie burger with the beetroot. That's as good as it gets.
See, that hurts me. Calling it an Aussie burger and including beetroot makes me feel unincluded.
Well,
you know, excluded.
Well, I'm telling you, it's right. $100 fuel cards up for grabs. 4967-4105. Beetroot on a burger or sandwich, right or wrong? New FM. A debate broken out here because I found something shocking out about you, Stephen. You're an anti-beetroot man, which is just ridiculous.
I just don't like beetroot. It just doesn't taste good. That's my only argument. I wish I could give you, like, this well-constructed, articulate argument on, you know, all the cons of beetroot, but it just tastes bad. It's just sitting in vinegar. It's just, gross. Beetroot in a can. That sliced beetroot in a can is what I have particular beef with, I suppose.
Mm.
Disgusting. Not a fan. Obviously, this all comes after I went to Harry Snitchell at the Junction. Ordered myself a classic.
And that's what kicked it off.
That's what kicked it off. They were like, you know, it comes with beetroot. Ugh. And I said, one classic, no beetroot, please. Got a couple of nasty looks.
Mm.
And then the lady gave it to me. She was like, one classic, extra beetroot. I was like, this lady, she's done me in here. Opened it. Lucky she was pulling me leg. There was no beetroot in there.
That is lucky.
I thought, I'm in all sorts here. And I just thought, you know what? I can't be the only one in Newcastle. In fact, I think I'm in the majority. I think most people in Newcastle would be like, beetroot is pretty disgusting.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We'll take three callers and we'll decide once and for all. And then it's done. All right, first up is Janet in Shortland. How you doing?
Good morning. Well, it was a good morning.
Thank you, yeah.
Why is it not a good morning anymore?
Stephen, I feel sick to my stomach upon hearing your vitriolic attack on beetroot today.
Wow, there's some strong words coming from Janet. So obviously a beetroot fan?
It's un-Australian.
Thank you.
It comes standard for a reason. You can't beat a root.
Right.
I think Janet has a great point. You can't beat a root.
I think that is a very good point, to be fair. Still not a convert to the beetroot, but you can't beat a root. All right, let's go next to Morissette. We got Craig. Morning, Craig.
Good morning, guys.
Now, what's your opinion on this one, mate? Beetroot fan or hater?
Mate, I'm a beetroot fan. However, to make sure Now, to make sure you don't feel that level of disgust next time you buy a classic wrap, one simple trick.
Yeah?
No beetroot, please.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I said that. They tried to trick me with the extra beetroot. They were trying to stitch me up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right, mate. I'd order it without because I know my preference. I know what I like, and I know that it's not beetroot.
Still, at the moment, we're at 100% of callers. Should I risk one more? I have to, don't I?
Yeah, let's go. Bellbird Direction. We'll have a chat to Gordon. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, mate? You sound chipper.
I'm quite well.
Yeah, that's all right.
We love to hear that. Now, tell us, are you a fan of beetroot or are you a hater like myself?
I'm a hater like yourself.
What?
Good man, Gordon.
At least you got someone in your corner, Stephen. Now,
and you also add gherkins to that.
Oh.
Little leprechaun turds.
Wow, no, let's not throw gherkins in the... No, let's not slander gherkins, mate. We're not going to drag gherkins through the mud in this category.
You're off Gordon now, is it? The one supporter you had.
Oh, yeah, no. He's right.
Well, there we go. 33% of Newcastle believe that beetroot's bad. But you know what? I'm taking the win this morning.
That hurts. I genuinely thought I was going to be the majority.
No, absolutely not. Traffic
Living
time, UFM.
City of fools.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, $600 on the line. Ooh. Ready to go. All you got to do is get one question right. Just one.
How good's this?
I know.
I mean, we've been harping on about it. It sounds a bit like a broken record, but we are going into a long weekend. It's your feel-good Friday. Mm-hmm. $600 would be a pretty nice long weekend, I think.
Oh, it'd just be very helpful. Like, whatever your plans are, if you got $600 in the pocket, like, that's so... It's going to be heaps better.
I think I'd buy myself, like, a real fancy bottle of bubbles, hey?
Would ya?
Really. I'd treat myself this long weekend, I reckon.
And do you just, like, close your room and just pop that thing... And just pour yourself a real big glass.
Light a couple candles, I reckon.
Treat yourself.
Really treat myself coming into the long weekend.
Get your girlfriend on Zoom. Away you go.
It's because one of those things, isn't it? You know, like you're not often able to justify a purchase like that.
No.
Like an expensive bottle of wine like that. But you win yourself $600.
You're good to go.
Treat yourself.
Exactly. All right, so we need a contestant on the line next. 4967-4105 if you want to get your mitts on $600 with our trivia check up next. New FM.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, Trivia Check, it is for your feel-good Friday. $600 up for grabs, if you don't mind.
This is so good. I can't wait.
Only thing between you and that cash moolah in your pocket. One trivia question. Of course, cash is king.
That's
right.
You
do whatever you want with cash. It's not a voucher. It's not like you can buy... You know, experiences or vouchers with cash is king.
Why would you, though? Why would you take cash, right, I've never really understood this, and turn it into less useful cash?
Yeah,
a voucher.
If you get a gifted or something like that, I suppose.
Oh, that's true.
You're sharing the love maybe a little bit. And if you got $600, there's a bit of love to share there.
Definitely. Like, if you have a big win, you bring that home to the family. Like, everyone should get a little taste.
Everyone gets a little slice of the pie. Well, of course, we're getting a bit ahead of ourselves because you've got to answer this question right before you get that $600. Should we meet our contestant this morning?
Indeed. We go to Rutherford this morning and meet Pam. Hello, how are you?
Oh, good, thanks. How are you?
Well, very good. We're hoping to get you $600 this morning if we can.
Well, that'd be nice.
How confident are you? How's your trivia normally go, your general knowledge?
Oh, not very good on this.
Oh, God, you're not filling me with confidence. You need to at least fake it till you make it, Pam.
Oh, yeah.
Well, geez, the
tough customer here. All right, let's...
The chat between you two, you guys are going to be great friends after this.
Electric. All right, let's move straight to the question then. You got a 5-second timer. Best of luck, Pam. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. All right, listen carefully. 5-second timer. Your question is, Pam, traditionally, what would you give as a gift for a 13th wedding anniversary?
Oh, no. China.
Is it China?
No. Not a bad guess, however.
Good guess, not
We're looking for lace, though. Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard of lace being given?
Lace?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll remember that forever now.
Oh, there you go. We're both entertaining and educational here on the Novos.
It's an incredibly educational show. That's what I've always felt and believed.
Look, up next, Creamer, let's move swiftly on.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an idea for a development in Newcastle.
I like this.
I'm going to pitch you a bit of an idea. I'm going to see if maybe we're going to, like, shark tank it a little bit.
Yeah,
see
nice.
See if we can get this off the ground.
Get Newcastle behind Stephen's big new idea up next here at New FM.
Now, Crevo, we're going to have a bit of, like, a shark tank experience here because I've got a proposal for a development in Newcastle. Okay. I want to get you a ticket for... Maybe New Italian Elms is listening. Our Lord Mayor, maybe she's listening.
Good morning, New Italian. No doubt she will be.
And maybe she can get on board on this as well. Because okay. I was driving... Like I said, I went to training yesterday. I said earlier in the show. Mm. In Cameron Park, the home of the mighty Cardiff Hawks.
Right.
And while I was driving through Cameron Park, I realised there's a lot of underutilized area. Underutilized land, you know, it's like shrubs and stuff, all near kind of where the on-ramp to the freeway is there.
Yeah, between Cameron Park and the freeway, it's pretty, like, a bit empty.
Exactly, and I think we should make it less empty. I think we should put something there, right?
What are you thinking?
My idea is a water park in Newcastle, right?
What has brought this on? Like, why have you suddenly thought of this? It's the middle of winter.
Well, obviously, this is my first week back from holiday in Bali.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you're in Bali, got to visit Waterbomb Park. Have you been to Waterbomb Park?
I have not, and I've been to Bali a lot of times.
Oh, you're doing Bali wrong. Honestly, I went to Waterbomb Park. I haven't felt like that much like a kid in years. When was the last time you went on a water slide?
When I was 10, maybe?
Well, for me, it must have been 10-plus years ago before I went to Waterbomb Park. I don't know why I've been holding out so long to go on water slides. Honestly, it's one of the most fun I've had in my entire life. And I genuinely felt like a kid. Like, I was coming down the bottom of the water slide, hop out, like a salmon, out the water, running up the stairs to go again. I'm going to go again. I want to go again. Dad, again, again. Like, just loved it. Had such a good time.
Yeah, right. So this has reinvigorated your youthfulness, you reckon?
And my love for water slides. I think it was just like such a therapeutic experience. And obviously you have the thrills and you know, the adrenaline of the big, scary water slides. But then you've also got like your lazy lagoon and your... Mate, there is something for absolutely everyone at a water park.
You're suddenly a massive proponent of water parks.
I just think, and like, what? We don't have anything like it.
That's true.
I don't even think that... What is there anything even similar... You know, down in Sydney.
Well, yeah, you got to drive a long way though. You know, it's not as simple and convenient as having one right here.
I feel like it would be, you know, it'd be great for Newcastle. Also, be a bit of a hub, a bit of a tourist destination.
That's true. And being there near the freeway or near the, you know, the Pacific Highway where it is there, you're going to capture a lot of people from up and down the like down to the Sunny Coast, all that sort of stuff. They're going to come in there from up to Newcastle because it won't be far then. It's just straight up the Pacific Highway.
Nice and convenient, nice and easy. And, like, a bit selfishly, I just want a water park in my backyard, don't I? Like, I just think, like, honestly, it's hard to articulate how much fun I had at this water park. I feel like smiles is something that transitions well through audio, like through the radio medium.
Yep.
I'm sure people can just hear.
How much of a kid you were
I'm ear
in that
to ear
moment.
Right now. Yeah. Grinning ear to ear. I love it. So my proposal is, with all that kind of shrubland, that empty land in Cameron Park, let's build Newcastle their own water park.
You just need a couple of investors with a bit of money and you're good to go.
What, does it get the Crevo tick of approval, though?
Yeah, absolutely. What a great idea. Let's get this thing cracking.
Let's get it on the road. Come on, Newcastle. Let's get
this. New FM.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, it is Feel Good Friday, Crevo, but this is not very feel good because I've been trying to book a doctor's appointment, right?
Okay.
And it's a nightmare. I've just got this persisting cough.
Right.
Which I've been trying to hide on air. I think I've been doing an okay job. Nasty cough.
Behind the scenes, you're coughing a lung up sometimes.
Oh, it's persistent. So I've gone, you know what? Bugger it. I've got to go see a doctor.
Yeah.
So trying to book a doctor's appointment, and it's just like pulling teeth. Honestly, it is so difficult, particularly as a new patient.
Right, because you're relatively new to Newcastle.
Well, I'm so lucky. Like, I've been in Newey for getting close to a year now.
Yeah.
I haven't required to see a doctor in that whole time. Been very, very lucky, very fortunate.
Yeah.
But, of course, back, like, in Perth, where I grew up, I've had my family doctor, which I've seen
for
20 years.
Just go back there, you know all the situation.
Exactly. But now here, trying to find a new doctor, and just honestly, like, some of them you can't get in for weeks. Like, there seems to be appointments available, but they're, like, reserved for existing customers.
Yeah, so if you're new, you haven't signed up, no chance.
No chance at all. So, finally managed to get myself a doctor's appointment. I'm going this afternoon.
Oh, it's good you got one, but it is tough out there, and so many people would be finding this.
Honestly, I didn't... I would never have anticipated it'd be this hard to go see a doctor, but I guess it's just a shortage, isn't there?
Yeah. Like, so if you're a young person in Newcastle thinking, what career do I want that'll be stable, do that.
Or if you're a young person and you're thinking, I'm not sick right now, still just register. Register yourself at, like, your nearest clinic, and then you're an existing patient. And then if times do get tough and you do get sick, hopefully you can get seen. Yeah, pretty much straight away.
All right. Anyway, tips.
Changing pace, we're going to talk about wrong email / wrong phone number disasters.
So if you this is like when you've sent something that was meant for someone else.
Yeah, so obviously yesterday on the show, we talked a bit about a real estate agent who had a bit of a nightmare.
A snafu, if you will. And if you've got a story, keep that locked and loaded. Keep it ready. We're chatting more about it up next. New FM.
Now, Crevo, we move just south of Newey here to Sydney, down the M1, of course, where we spoke briefly yesterday about this gentleman, Gavin, who's 30. And like so many people right across the country, Newcastle alike, you know, is just looking for a place to, just looking for a roof over his head, basically, a place to stay, a place to call home.
That's right. Looking for a rental right now. Brutal, right?
Yeah. So he's applying, sent application after application to various real estate agents, etc. And he sent one to this gentleman, Slavko Skender, who's a real estate agent in Sydney's inner west, right?
Old Slavko, eh?
And which, like we spoke about yesterday, is such a stereotypical real estate agent name, isn't it?
Yeah, like, well, just, it just sounds, I don't know why, but it just sounds like they're selling things to you.
It sounds like a fake name as well. The, I reckon it's alliteration, maybe.
Yeah,
like
it could be.
Start.
Could be.
I don't know. Anyway, so he sent an application for a rental property to old Slavko, who has replied with, "Can you please register this clown?" Now, obviously, he's meant to forward this email to a colleague.
To an assistant or something,
but has instead replied it back to Gavin.
Oh.
So Gavin's got a hold of this and gone, "This bloke's calling me a clown." And while,
out of control.
Yeah, while clown is not like a profanity, it's up there with like champ or chair. It's one of those
that's
words.
Very rude.
Just cuts to your core, doesn't it? So obviously he was offended by this and took it up with management. He's yet to hear back. It's a bit of an ongoing story.
Yeah.
But it made us think, there's so many examples out there of you sending a text or an email to the wrong person. Like, there's so many nightmare stories out there.
And it sticks with you when that happens. You never forget it.
You feel like you're on one of those big drop rides when you go to like an amusement park. You feel your heart absolutely in your throat.
Yeah.
Like it is gut-wrenching. And I've done it before. I've done the old taking a screenshot of a conversation and sent it back to the person who I've taken the screenshot of.
Oh, no.
How do you weasel out of that?
Trying to hit unsend as quick as you can. Oh. It's too late. It's an absolute disaster. I had one where when I was first starting selling stuff on Gumtree.
Yeah.
This lady was coming to pick up like a bench or something like that, right? And then so she'd been texting back and forth with me about what time she was coming. She's like, "I'm on my way. I'll be there in like 10 minutes, right?" Yep. The next message I get is something along the lines of, can't wait for what I'm going to do to you tonight.
Oh, hold on.
So she's on her way to pick this up, and then she's obviously meant to text her boyfriend and send it to me instead. And then she still had to come and pick up the bench.
That's so awkward.
And she's
isn't
like,
it?
"I'm so sorry for the text." I'm like, "Don't worry about it. Just give me the $50 and let's never talk about this again."
Wow. So there are two perler examples in studio, which leads me to believe there's got to be so many great examples out there. So what we're going to do is open up the phone lines, 4967-4105, and give us your stories of those awful wrong message, wrong text, you know.
Awkwardness.
Yeah, tell us those examples. Maybe you sent something to a boss that you weren't meant to, all that kind of gear.
Or maybe you were the boss and someone that works for you sent you something they weren't meant to.
I want to hear all the juice. And, of course, for trading those stories, you can win yourself $100 worth of free fuel heading into the long weekend. So
very handy. We've got the free fuel cards up for grabs.
Give us a call, 4967-4105. I want those, like, toe-curlingly awkward stories. I want to hear it. I just, It needs to be like a train crash. I just can't take my eyes off it, I reckon.
All right, we'll get those on the air next. 4967 4105 New FM. And we are chatting the awkward wrong texts or emails that go to the wrong person. You never forget these situations, do you?
Yeah, sorry, you had to carry that because I was just in the middle of doing my air drum solo. It doesn't get much feel-good Friday than that. Anyway, you're right. We digress, we move on.
That we do.
We are talking about your awkward text mishaps, missends, I guess.
Yeah. That's right.
In the email field as well, this happens after a gentleman in Sydney, just down the M1,
yeah,
was applying for all these rentals.
Yeah,
you know, it's hard. It's hard, Yakka, to try and find a place to stay at the moment.
Yep.
So he's sending application after application, and he sent it to this real estate agent in Sydney's inner west, Slavko Skender, who has replied to him and said, "Can you please register this clown?" Which obviously was a message intended for a colleague.
He meant like to forward it
on to his assistant or a colleague. And instead he's replied it straight back to sender and has landed him in a bit of hot water. And obviously you had an example before for someone in the shop who sent you a bit of a raunchy message.
Yeah, they were meant to send, you know, obviously to the boyfriend or something and came to me instead.
So there's plenty of examples out there. So we've opened the phones, 4967 4105. And let's get some examples from, I guess, some Novocastrians. We'll go to Tiffany first in Fletcher. Good morning, Tiffany.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Very well. How's yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, tell us, what's this text mishap, this message disaster, I suppose? Was it you to a friend? What happened?
So I was actually on the receiving end.
Right, okay.
And I got a photo from someone who I had no idea who it was. They obviously had the wrong number.
Uh-huh.
And it was a picture of a man on a bed, spread eagle, completely naked.
No. Oh, wow.
My God. And
what'd you say?
I said, "Sorry, you've got the wrong number."
That was after you said, "Please send more pics."
No, definitely not.
If I'd sent that message to a wrong number, I would have flushed my phone down the toilet. I would have dropped it in the bowl.
And that's the end of that.
That is so embarrassing. Oh, that's awful.
You wanted toe curlingly cringe, and we just got it.
We absolutely just got it. All right, let's head to Wall's End now. We'll have a chat to Amy. Good morning, Amy.
How are you?
Very well. How's Good, yourself?
Pardon?
I said, how's yourself?
Oh, yeah, not bad. On my way to work.
That's all right. Heading into a long weekend,
indeed,
though.
Indeed, indeed. All right, so tell us, what's your story? What happened?
So I don't ask me how, but it was in my single days. I had ha 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 have sex with me saved in my autocorrect.
Oh, what do you mean, don't ask how that happened? We know how that happened. There's no questions about that, Amy. All right, continue anyway.
I'm very happily married now, but I accidentally sent it to my brother. I went to write ha ha ha, and it changed to ha 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 have sex with me. And I sent it to my brother, who then replied yuck, and I felt very sick for a few days after it.
Oh, again, you just throw your phone out, wouldn't you? That is, oh no.
And how long have you guys been married now?
We've been married a year and a half now.
You and your brother?
We've been together 4 years. Oh, no, we're from Wall's End, Cessnock.
Oh, right. Oh, jeez, the shade being thrown at Cessnock as well today, which is unfair.
Yeah, just catching strays for no reason at all. Oh. You're right. I did ask for those, like, painful train crash-like stories that you can't take your eyes off.
And we got them.
Oh, that hasn't failed to deliver. That, honestly, I'm shuddering. Family Christmas would never be the same, would
never
it?
Never again, especially not now that they're married. Oh. New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, yeah, it is a feel-good Friday. And yesterday was massive as well with Kiss, the ticks for Kiss.
Yeah, of course. One Novocastrian, and we're feeling particularly good after winning a VIP experience to go see Kiss's final show in Sydney.
They were kissing those tickets on the wall out on the main road here on Maitland Road at Sandgate Bunker for over 16 hours yesterday.
Unbelievable. We had 10 contestants start in the morning, whittled down to one. Our winner was Annie.
Yeah,
and we're going to get her on the blower later for today's show.
See how she's feeling about the whole thing after 16 hours.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's still asleep, though.
Well,
we might
not right.
get her. She might still be, you know, having a bit of a kip. Anyway, someone we definitely do have up next on the show. Obviously, big game this weekend.
Indeed.
Knights in Brisbane taking on top of the table Broncos. Mm. We're going to get assistant coach Greeny on the blower, have a chat to him and see how they're prepping for what is... honestly, a massive game.
Yeah, this will be huge. We'll chat to him up next here at New FM.
We've seen this kick before. It's Auckland. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
Touch the air, Knights. Hey, here we go.
And Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous for the Knights.
Big game for our Knights this weekend, taking on, I guess, top of the table, Brisbane Broncos. One of the toughest road trips in NRL, really. Brisbane in Brisbane. And to tell us a bit about how this week's prep's going, we've got assistant coach Blake Green. Greeny on the line. Morning, mate. How are you?
Morning, guys. How you going?
Very well,
never
thanks.
Better.
Now, like I alluded to there, probably one of the toughest trips in footy. Is there a bit of different prep, you know, heading to a top-of-the-table side in form at their home? Is it like stuff you have to do to really get ready for that?
Yeah, it is a tough trip. It's a tough place to get a result, but it's the mecca of rugby league, isn't it? Suncorp. It's where all the big games happen. So I think there's an element of excitement, you know, around going up there and being able to perform on the big stage. So, you know, for us, now, particularly in the block that we're in at the moment, we've sort of had two wins from our last three games, and we've got an opportunity where there's not a whole heap of expectation on us, where, you know, the Broncos are flying at the top of the ladder. So, yeah, we're looking forward to heading up there and giving our best performance.
Do you think, because they are obviously flying, do you think that you can take that element of confidence, if you will, and or potentially even a little bit of arrogance and use that to your advantage?
Yeah, for sure. I think a couple of games that we looked at this year up there at Suncorp in particular is the Raiders and the Panthers have gone there and just been really physical with them. They haven't, I wouldn't say they didn't show them any respect, but they just went after them physically. When it caught them a little bit by surprise. And, you know, they're a super athletic team with some really high-end individuals, but I think that, you know, that certainly will help us set the tone for the night if we can be really physical early and go after them. So hopefully that will play out for us.
Well, I guess one player who will give that physical element is Frizzell. Tyson Frizzell back, obviously, after Origin. Is he looked to pull up all right, but he's not carrying any niggles or anything after Origin. He's 100% good to go?
Yeah, he's good to go. I thought he was probably one of New South Wales' best players.
I agree.
In that first game. So he played that Wednesday night in Adelaide, and then we gave him the rest of the week off, so he didn't do a whole heap. And then he trained on Monday, completed the full session. He's ready to go. Like you said, he's been fantastic for us this year. You know, just a great professional, a real leader at our footy club. And his performances this year have been great. You know, consistently every week, he's been one of our best.
Absolutely, I agree. And your buzz for the fans, though. I mean, Kalen is back, he's at full back, and he's up against Reece Walsh. I mean, a matchup that has fans drooling, really. Are you excited?
Well, I'm excited to see, to be honest, I'm excited to see how Kalen responds to it. You know, it's obviously a bit of a challenge for him, what he's gone through so far this season, I guess, transitioning through a couple of different positions and then having that head knock play out where he sort of had 7 weeks missing and then, you know, watching Origin at home for the first time. I feel like he's handled himself really well, particularly around the playing group at training. It hasn't impacted him at all in terms of how he's been performing. But, yeah, I'm interested to see how he goes. He's had another good week for us at fullback this week, and, yeah, it's a big matchup.
Do you feel like he's got a point to prove?
I don't reckon he'll say it publicly, but he's got all the elite ones have got a burning desire to show people that they're still at the top of their games.
It's in their DNA, isn't it?
It is, mate. It is. The good ones always find a way, so I'm sure everyone will sort of play it down and be quiet. But, yeah, he'll be looking to go out there and put on a good performance. You never know. I know that teams are almost, I guess, sort of set in stone for the series. But, yeah, you never know in the future what it may look like. And if he puts in a good performance here, it just might stick in people's minds for a little bit.
Well, fingers crossed he's not the only one good at putting in a good performance. Best of luck for the weekend, Greeny. Fingers crossed you can go up there, cause an upset. We'll be watching intently. Best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much, mate. Appreciate your time. And, yeah, good luck for this weekend. Travel safe.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. Now, recently, Crevo, feel like we keep getting dragged along. We're getting teased a little bit. Liam has teased an Oasis reunion. So Liam Gallagher.
Oh, my God.
And obviously
again.
This has been going on for probably 15 years now. When they break up in the 2000 and...
Something.
8, 9, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, even earlier, maybe.
Yeah, so we're probably getting close to, 15 years here where we've just been teased and teased with they're gonna kiss and make up and then they're feuding again. And they're like preteen children.
They are.
They just bicker and fight.
They're so immature about the whole situation, aren't they?
Anyway, Liam said that they're on the verge of kissing and making up and having a bit of a reunion.
No, not going to happen.
Yeah, well, Noel has put it, I guess, a nail in that coffin, I guess. Put those rumours to bed.
Yeah.
He said that he reckons that Liam is full of baloney, basically, calling out his bluff. He's saying that, like, Liam knows as well as he knows that neither of them want that. And all he's doing by fueling these rumours is trying to make Noel look like the bad guy, I guess.
Right. So once again, the feud continues because one of them's trying to make the other look bad just by saying, oh, yeah, he doesn't want to get back together now. It's his fault.
Now, obviously, Noel used a few more profanities than I did in his quote, but sounds like, he reckons that Liam's just trying to make him look like an absolute fool, make him look the bad guy, when really neither of them are on terms to get a reunion back together. The other thing that really annoys me about this is Noel's put one of the reasons of why he can't have a reunion with Liam is because he's too busy with his album over the next year and a half. Reality check, no one cares about Noel Gallagher's Flying Circus.
Not at all.
No one. Even the people who go and see that show live.
Yeah.
If you gave them the choice, you can see this live now or in a year and a half's time, get the boys back together, get them nice and tight, and
back
to their
go.
Best. And then you can see an Oasis tour. No way they're picking this go watch Noel Gallagher.
Yeah. 11 out of 10 surveyed are going to go want to see Oasis.
Yeah.
It's absurd that he thinks that Flying Circus thing is like the next big thing.
And to be fair, I haven't given it the time of day. I haven't even listened. It could be really good.
Probably is.
But like, it can't be Oasis.
It's just one of the biggest
bands in history. Surely they look back on their deathbed and just regret the fact that they didn't, take advantage of the situation they were in, the platform they had.
I know. Anyway, I don't think they ever will. That is my honest opinion. I just never think they're getting back
The money
together.
Won't run dry, you don't reckon?
Nah, because they've got, their music is played so much.
Yeah,
they're just
true.
Sitting thick in royalties.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It sure is. All right. Of course, news is up next as you wake up with Novos. Stephen and Crevo, New FM. Damn.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Yeah, that's right, Stephen.
It is Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
And obviously we're ramping into a long weekend. But Crevo, it's not been Feel Good in studio because it's been a bit hostile between you and I, if I'm honest.
Well, we just sort of got chatting like food chat because we both like food, yeah?
Yeah, and obviously this comes after earlier in the week. You proposed some best bits of food, right?
Yeah,
This comes after a company was releasing basically the bottom, the chocolate at the bottom of your ice cream cone.
The Cornetto, yeah. So when you get like a Cornetto, they fill up the bottom little bit and you could just buy a bag of cone ends.
Yeah, basically, yeah, it was just cone with chocolate in the middle.
And I was like, yeah, love a sneaky cone, I'll have that.
Yeah, well, of course, it doesn't everyone coming into a long weekend. And then we got, that conversation expanded into whether you have the best bit of your meal first or last. So obviously, I guess the famous saying is save the best for last. But I'm contrary to this belief. I think every meal, you should finish with like your salad last.
So you reckon just like wrap up, get the best bit first. So say, for example, you got a juicy steak and you know that little edge bit?
That's
like so well cooked.
Yeah.
Just the caramelization has happened.
The fatty bit as
little
well.
A little bit of fat in there, exactly. You having that first?
Yeah, I think so. I think you dig. Well, maybe not necessarily that bit first, but I'm definitely finishing all of the good bit before. Basically, you'd be absolutely blown up. You'd be fuming if, you say, like you said, you've got steak, chips and salad. And you're full, and all that's left on your plate left is that awesome caramelized bit of steak that you've saved for the last, and you realize your stomach's full, you can't eat it.
See, I just can't understand. I cannot get my head around not saving the best to last. For me, you've got to save the best to last.
Plus, also, in this example, if you have salad last, it makes you feel good. Doesn't matter what meal you've eaten. You feel like you've had a healthy meal.
No. That's ridiculous.
Well, let's open the phone lines up. 4967-4105. Do you save the best bit of your meal to last, or do you have it first? And, of course, for getting involved in the show today, win yourself $100 worth of free fuel heading into the long weekend. But, Creevo, I think you're going to be on a lonely island here.
Oh, as if.
I think people just want to tuck in. They want to get into it, and they want to enjoy the best bit first.
As if save the best to last isn't the most popular. All right, 4967-4105. Are you team Stephen, you're eating the best bit first, or are you team Creevo, save the best to last, savour it, enjoy. New FM. And up next, we are catching up with the winner of Kiss the Ticks for Kiss, which is awesome. Now, though, the debate that's been happening behind the scenes here.
Yeah, it's been pretty hostile, actually.
I'd
say hostile work environment, because you and I have been not quite at blows, but we've been pretty fired up about this debate. Yeah, at loggerheads, because basically we're at a difference on when you have a meal, should you eat the best bit first, or should you save it till last? Now, I'm a big believer in you got to eat it first. You can't fill yourself up with the rubbish and then not have room for the best bit. You need to make sure, you know, that you get that in your system first and worry about the rest of it later.
Like, what size is your stomach? The size of a kiwi fruit?
No, but like sometimes a pub meal can be quite large, quite hard to finish. The example we used before was like steak and chips.
Yeah.
With a, you know, a bit of a salad. And I feel like if you finish on the salad, one, you've already got through all your chips and steak, so you've got the stuff you paid for. And two, salad, if you finish on salad, you feel good. You feel like you've had a healthy meal, even if you haven't.
It's a flawed argument. It's ridiculous. You got to have the best bit last. You finish on that perfect piece. Mwah. Chef's kiss. It's a nice way to end.
All right. Well, let's open up the phones. 4967-4105. We'll go to Rayworth first with Brooke. Good morning, Brooke.
Hello.
Now, how are you this morning? Tell us, what are you eating first?
So if you got like veggies and mashed potato and say like a steak.
Yep.
You eat the veggies first, and then you save the steak and the mash to last.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The best to last. No. Definitely. Absolutely
then
correct.
Then you finish the steak, and if it's cooked to perfection, it's like, mwah.
Thank you.
No, Brooke's wrong. What if you fill up on veggies and then you haven't got room for the steak? It's just a flawed argument.
As if that's going to be an issue.
All right, we'll head to Toronto next. Good morning, Layla.
Hi.
Now, tell us, what do you think? Are you saving the best bit for last, or are you eating it first?
I'm saving the best to last, because when I eat my nuggets and chips, I usually start with the chips and then end with the nice juicy nuggets.
Yeah, smart. You know exactly what you're doing.
Nuggets and chips is not a valid example either, because both the chips and the nuggets are the best bit.
I don't think so. You got a juicy nugget, you wrap up on that. Layla, representing Toronto correctly.
All right, well, we'll go next to Rutherford with Trish. Good morning, Trish. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Heading into a long weekend. Now, tell us, best bit first or best bit last?
Best bit first. Because usually, sometimes it goes cold by the time you get to it, so I like to eat it first.
Oh, so you're on Team Stephen?
Yeah.
Well, that's incorrect.
No, Trish is right.
You've got to get
through the best bit. Well, I get one person on my side and you cut them off straight away.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. All right, well, let's head to Chisholm finally for with Valentino. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys this morning?
Mate, absolutely superb.
Never better.
Now, give us your opinion on this debate, mate.
Well, I'm calling on behalf of my wife.
Uh-huh.
She's got this habit, whether when we go out to dinner, have the opportunity, whether it be steak or a juicy lobster, she will have the dessert first.
The dessert first?
Every time she'll have the best part first. And now, the worst thing, my boy's caught onto it.
Yeah, well, she's smart.
The worst thing, yeah, because you know that that's wrong, don't you, Valentino?
Me, I'm not fussed either way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't want to say that his wife's wrong. That's what it is. He wants to make sure he stays in the good books, but there you go. You married a very smart lady, so we're at 2-2.
That means, of course, producer Tani, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Okay, that means you've got to decide best bit first or best bit last.
Tough decision, but I'm going to have to go with best bit last.
Thank you.
All right, well, Tiny can have an extra long weekend because that's her last show, I think. So we won't see her next week.
Stephen does not have that kind of power, Tiny. Don't worry. And I'll support you because you're just obviously smart and obviously right. Let's check your traffic now. Going into... Oh, it feels good to be a winner. New FM. Time now for this.
10 mouths.
Look what we've done.
One Kiss VIP experience in Sydney.
This is magic.
This is New FM's Kiss the Ticks for Kiss.
Now, obviously, yesterday was New FM's Kiss the Ticks for Kiss, which happened out the front of the Sandgate Bunker here across Maitland Road. And you and I, we kicked off the event.
Right? That's
I actually
right.
did
we
the
started.
Countdown. Yeah, yeah, we both did the countdown for the participants to put lock lips, I suppose, with
the
ticket.
Wall, yeah.
But you and I, far from doing the heavy lifting.
I know. And we didn't, I think we both underestimated how tough people from Newcastle are.
I honestly think you and I and the station combined, because I know Joel said he was going to stick around for the whole event and yep. stick around to see the winner. And he was here till past midnight because we had contestants on the wall for over 16 hours. One of those contestants and our eventual winner was Annie from Argenton. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Well, probably better than you. How are you feeling today?
I'm pretty exhausted, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit stiff and sore, but yeah. Mostly exhausted.
Because, of course, you couldn't leave for any reason whatsoever. You had to stay with your lips up against the ticket slash the wall. What part of you is most sore this morning?
Probably my legs and my neck.
Yeah.
Because we're on a pretty bad angle, so the neck was, you know, really copping it throughout the day.
Oh, well, send us the bill for your car, I suppose. Bill New FM. You know, I'm sure the bosses will love to hear that. Of course,
not my money. Couldn't care less.
Annie, as well, you were our first ticket winner as well and happened yep. to be the one that won it all. I mean, it was written in the stars. Who do you think you're going to take with you?
My sister.
Yeah. Well, did she swing through? Did you have lots of support throughout the day yesterday? Were people coming through and offering you well wishes?
Well, I didn't tell people to come down because I thought it was going to be over by about 4 o'clock. So everyone was at work, and I'm like, oh, don't worry about coming down. It'll
of
be
course.
Finished by then.
Yeah.
Very mistaken.
Yeah, very mistaken.
I was not expecting it to go for that long and certainly not prepared.
Now, obviously getting into the night, like 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. comes, 10 p.m. comes, were you thinking, you know, I don't know if I've got this stamina, or did you just have that in your eyes, in your vision the whole time?
Look, I had my eye on the prize the whole day, and I thought I can't come this far and not get, you know, win the tickets.
Of
but
course.
Come about 15 hours, I'm like, I haven't got much left in the tank. So thankfully, Greg took the bribe on the 16th hour. Because if I really didn't have much left in the tank after that. I was getting shaky from no food and no water for almost 27 hours. So
it was
tough.
Were you thinking, was that bribe looking good? Were you like, oh,
no.
I could... No.
No.
There was never an option but winning, hey?
Correct. I was going to offer Greg my own bribe if he didn't take whatever New FM offered.
Wow. That's big. Big to know. And you know what, though? That just speaks for Argentina as well, doesn't it? Because people out there are just tough, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, before we let you go, Annie, do you have the day off today or you got a bail back
do.
At work?
No, I had to take the day off today.
Yeah, I think it was unnecessary. Well, congratulations once again, Annie.
Well
I'm
done.
Sure you're going to love it. A once-in-a-lifetime experience, and you've definitely earned it. There's no questions about that.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys, and thanks to New FM and the other contestants.
Yeah,
no,
well,
thank
for bailing
you very
out.
Much.
Well, you know what? That is done and dusted, you know, Kiss
a
the
nice
Six
ribbon
Kiss.
Tied on the top of that. Yeah.
Exactly, which is awesome. But, guys, guess what? The winning does not stop at New FM.
Oh, can't wait.
Because we've got a big announcement to play for you right now about the big prizes and cash coming up next week. Here it is.
Are you ready to turn your spare time into serious cash? Well, you can. With New FM's $20,000 side hustle. Okay, here's how it works. Apply now at newfm.com.au and listen to New FM with the Novos and right across the workday. Hear your name, call us back in 10 minutes, and you instantly win $105 cash. But here's the best part.
You don't have to lift a finger apart from a phone call.
Because if the next applicant doesn't respond in time, you stay on the payroll and pick up another $105. You could be winning all day.
It's the ultimate side hustle,
where you get rewarded for practically doing nothing.
Don't miss out on your chance to pocket some tax-free cash right when it's needed the most. New FM's $20,000 side hustle, where every second and dollar counts.
Oh, my God, how good is that?
Yeah, you want to register for this because, of course, if you're the first one on the payroll for the 20K side hustle, you could win all 20K. If no one else...
Technically,
you know,
possible.
If you get on and no one else hears their name and calls up in the 10 minutes, you could be in for all $20,000. I mean, I think the idea is it's there to share.
Yeah.
But you don't want to share it.
Nah.
You want to keep it all to yourself. And if you're on there first... That's your best chance of keeping as much money.
That's right. So, this you've heard it. Get on there as soon as possible. Register now. newfm.com.au. That's opening up this morning because, holy dooly, there's so much cash to give away.
What a way to wrap up your Feel Good Friday.
I know. Have a great weekend, everyone.
A long weekend as well.
Yeah, I know, right? Get registering now because that thing kicks off Tuesday.
Yeah.
First people are getting put on the payroll then.
And like you said, it starts Tuesday because obviously we won't be here Monday. Hope you have a lovely weekend. We'll chat to you Tuesday morning.
Stay safe and remember, double demerits. We'll catch you then. Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos.